New York, New York, from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, my guest this morning lost her husband suddenly in a car accident when she was only 24. His death, understandably, devastated her, and the only thing that made her want to live was her son. Well, the years that followed, Tom, were extremely difficult, but this story does have a happy ending. My guest found a way to deal with the pain and move past her grief, and now she's helping other widows deal with that same pain and suffering and the burdens that come with losing a husband. I'm going inside her story with Kim Richardson, founder of Widows of Opportunity. Good morning, Kim.
Now, let
me take you back so you can.
You're going to need to speak up a little bit, Kim.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now, much better.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, most of us experience loss. Tell us how losing your husband impacted you emotionally and impacted your life.
Well, you know, when you get married, you become one. That's what the Bible says. And so when I married my husband, I became one, and I lost that huge part of me, which was my husband. So I was overwhelmed with grief and anger and bitterness and all types of different emotions.
Definitely. How long were you all married?
We were married for 7 years together, for 9 years. He was my high school sweetheart.
Hmm. Oh, now everyone, you know, you said was there for the funeral,
yes.
But then they all disappeared. What was it that you needed? What kind of support did you want?
Just someone to listen, you know, someone to say, how you doing? And actually listen to me, tell them how I'm doing. Allow me to vent, you know, check on me and my son, bring us something to eat. You know, come in, you know, cut the grass, just small things. But just check on me once in a while, not every day, but just once in a while.
Now, how did you find a way to move on, Kim?
Well, you know, just back and forth, vicious circles and just going through different things. I eventually got therapy for something else, actually, and ended up getting therapy. And she helped me with my loss. We addressed the loss, and I was able to deal with that as well as other things.
Now, you started Widows of Opportunity. What service does your organization provide for widows out there?
Yes, Widows of Opportunity, we have monthly support groups, workshops, and seminars. The purpose of the workshops is to allow the widows to come together and learn effective ways of coping with their loss. We help them with finding jobs, replacements. We educate them on becoming head of household, because a lot of them weren't, rebuilding their confidence, because when we were married, we were confident. I know I was. My husband helped me along the way with that. And so it's just different things. We're just there. You know, we've been supporting and saving widows' lives since 2011. So we're there and we're consistent, which is very important.
And do you have to be married?
That's a good question. We've had some that weren't. We had some that were engaged.
That weren't. So you have to at least have an engagement?
We would have to talk about that with that individual.
You'd have to discuss it. You mentioned finances, and I know for a lot of women that are married and in long-term relationships, when the man dies, they do find themselves in financial trouble. You told me the story, Kim, of one woman who I think had six children.
Four children, and her husband was murdered, correct.
And how did you all step in and help her?
We were there for her. We listened to her. So we were there for her emotionally, and then financially we supported her by helping her with some things she needed. But the thing that really saved it with her is the consistency. And, of course, the money is really good. Of course, you know, no one wants to struggle financially. But just to see me, to see other women like herself and say, wow, you know what, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's what encouraged her to keep moving on and keep striving to do her best. And she's actually doing awesome right now.
Any widowers?
We are working with widowers through partnership. You see that when we partner with different organizations, if they say that they have to, or the widowers have to be a part of that, then yes. But Widows of Opportunity as a whole, we have not entertained widowers yet.
Now, is it tough, you know, you talk about moving on, you know, when it comes to their love lives, what advice do you give, widows out there?
Because everybody has an opinion about when you should start dating.
Yes. What's yours?
I think that being married, you know, most of us have been married for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and we just with that one person, we gave that one person all of us. I think it's important to finally learn who we are, learn ourselves, date ourselves, love ourselves. And eventually, when the time is right, we'll attract that man who we're supposed to have. Just be patient. I mean, I know loneliness, I've been there, done that. You know, like I told you, writing a book about it. You get lonely, you want that company, you want that attention. And I think that's the wrong thing to do, you know, personally. But I can't tell a grown person what to do. But I say just work on yourself, you know. And if you do that, you won't have time. You won't have time to date.
But, Jackie, is there a support group for people who have been together with a man, yet they were not married? Because you can't get support from this group.
Well, there might be, but it's not this group. This one is for women who were married or engaged, you know?
And also, when you're talking about dating, there is the issue of the children, too, because not only when she's ready, but you also have to consider the...
Your kids.
The children in the whole equation, too. There's a lot... Having gone through this with my mother, you know, when I was just a child, but understanding now as an adult how that goes, and having dated a widower... It's really a very interesting process. And the timeline, do you give people an idea? Because you never can say, oh, in a year you should be able to get over this. But do you give them an idea of how time works?
I will not do not do that because everybody's different. You know, we have people whose husbands committed suicide. We have people whose husbands were murdered in accidents. So everything, depending on the complication of the loss, is different. That first year actually doesn't count. So don't put them on a timetable as far as, well, in 2 years you should be this way at this place. Because I don't know what's going on in their background, what's going on in their home.
All right. Kim Richardson, thank you. And it's Widows of Opportunity. What's the website, Kim?
Widowsofopportunity.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. I would imagine it's a lot of guilt with moving on, too.